welcome to Inside the Disney Vault, the podcast where we watch every single Disney animated movie in chronological order, and then we talk about it. My name's Oscar.
I'm Claire.
And I'm Rachel.
And today, Inside the Vault, we find none other than the co-host of the Nintendo Cartridge Society, Mr. Mark Mitchell.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi.
It's so good to see somebody.
Oh, my God. It was quite a journey to get to you, yeah. Mark.
It's a dusty corner here.
It's really dusty.
Yeah. Not many people care about this movie.
Giving some shade before we start talking.
We went on quite a journey to get to this part. We got into a submarine. I mean, anything.
What do you see?
Oh, well, I see other things too, but what do you guys see?
Oh, I see a can of bacon grease.
Oh, okay. I found these tiny little piles of dirt with little flags in them.
Oh, what do you see, Mark?
I see somebody speaking in a Spanish accent.
Yeah. I see a stick of dynamite.
Ooh. Well, if you haven't figured it out, clearly we're talking about
Atlantis, the Lost Empire.
Oh, boy, you guys.
Gotta say the full title.
Yeah. That's right. You can't just say Atlantis because that's not the title.
No.
No, you might confuse it with every other famous movie called Atlantis.
Yeah.
Or the ride at SeaWorld.
Yeah.
The one here in like San Diego, you just like ride up this elevator and then go down a hill and you're like in a flume. It's not great.
Wow.
Well, anyway, we are talking about Atlantis, the Lost Empire from 2001.
And not the Ride to Atlantis, the SeaWorld attraction.
And every time Atlantis. Now, we'll refer to it in that way.
Yes. And not the resort in the Bahamas.
So let's just get into some quick bare necessities about this movie. So this is the first science fiction film in Disney's animated features canon.
Wow.
It's the 41st film, you guys.
Jesus.
Holy moly.
Whoa.
41.
Wow, we've been at it.
Yeah.
We've been at it for a while. And it was Atlantis was notable for adopting the distinctive visual style of comic book creator Mike Mignola.
Oh yeah,
Mignola?
The Hellboy guy.
Yes.
Oh
my!
Like those square fingers and everything.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Wow.
Everything
that just blew.
Clicked.
Everything just clicked for me.
I
am. Oscar's head imploded.
Down.
All right, so the budget for this film was an estimate between $90 and $120 million.
Whoa.
It made $186 million, so lackluster performance. They had originally intended to make a television spinoff series, but because it underperformed, they did not. And they were also going to create an underwater attraction at Disneyland. But
yeah, they were
going to
change the 20,000. Yeah, the submarines to.
Oh.
And then in 2007, they made Finding Nemo.
Right.
Which is what it is now.
It's not the best, right?
The Finding Nemo, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people.
I'm with you, Oscar.
Do we like it?
No. A lot of people just like it. I love it. I think it's very charming.
Well,
and
here's
fun.
The thing. It's an old ride from when the park first opened, and they just did a Finding Nemo overlay of it. Mm-hmm. So it's not like.
I like the idea of it, like getting into a submarine. That's fun.
Yeah.
Everything else about
then it.
Then
it stops. Yeah. And once you take your seat, you're done.
You're done. I'm
you
done.
You have to remember that it's like 50 or 60 years old.
Yeah.
There used to be real mermaids who existed in that lagoon there.
Yeah. That only lasted like one summer because they...
Complained.
Yeah.
They would get
Why
like
are
wolf
we
whistled
here?
And stuff.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
And they were all getting kind of sick from being in the water.
Like all the chlorine and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They were also... Okay, so this movie was also going to be the basis of a different ride at... the Magic Kingdom in Florida.
Oh, really?
It was going to be in Adventureland. It was going to be called Fire Mountain.
Ooh.
It was going to be a hybrid like roller coaster. The initial pitch was that it would start out with just a regular roller coaster that you're seeing in a car, and at some point it would transform into a what do you call it? Like a suspended coaster.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
But it never got built because this
God.
Movie did not do very well.
Okay, so Mark, tell us about your connection to this movie because it seems like you know a thing or two.
So. I've always been a huge Disney nerd, and I guess this came out in 2001, so I was probably like 16 or 17, depending on when it came out, when this movie was released, but I was still seeing every Disney animated movie that came out in theaters by myself.
Like a baller.
So I saw it in theaters, But I probably haven't seen it for, I don't even know the last time I saw it. Probably
did
theaters.
You see it just one time in theaters?
I think so.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Had you guys seen this movie before?
Probably. I just don't remember it at all.
I've never seen it.
I had never seen it either. Yeah.
I don't think I saw this in theaters, but I have probably seen it on TV.
So you guys want to just get into this movie?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Atlantis, 2001. Not to be confused with The Ride at SeaWorld.
Journey to Atlantis.
Or the resort in the Bahamas.
That's yes. Right. Yes. Please, guys,
which was
don't.
The setting for Holiday in the Sun, the Mary Kay and Ashley
really?
Movie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, with Megan Fox in
guys,
it.
Guys, let's just...
Featuring the Weezer song?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, mm-hmm. Mark.
Yeah. It's a good movie. But...
Is that your favorite Mary-Kate and Ashley movie?
God, no.
What is?
For a while there, it was Passport to Paris. Mm-hmm.
New York Minute, not up there?
No.
Wait, are you serious?
New York Minute? No.
That's my favorite.
It honestly, takes though, two. Does It Takes Two count, or is that different?
No, I think
that
it counts.
That counts. That was a good one.
It Takes
one.
Two was good, but not nearly as great as New York Minute.
New York
is the best
Minute.
One.
No, New York Minute's racist, but also.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
It's also sexist and ridiculous.
I was obsessed with that movie because I loved Simple Plan, and they make a weird cameo in that movie.
I want to see if we could. Get through, like, never talk about Atlantis. It'd be so funny.
Just only talk about American.
Trick to guys. You came for Atlantis.
We kept saying everything nope. It was not, and then talked about that the entire time.
Well, now you know what Rachel's favorite American Ashley movie is, and you know mine, and you know Claire's.
Yeah.
Mark. Yeah.
I have to say New York Minute.
Thank you.
Wow.
It's insane. It's an insane fever dream.
Yeah, but have
movie.
You seen Passport to Paris?
No, I haven't. No.
There's also a point, I think it's in Passport to Paris, where she was like, they were getting their GPS ready, and it's like, the GPS is beaming, and so am I.
Good line.
Oh, boy.
All right, Atlantis 2001, not to be confused.
Speaking of GPS.
Oh, boy.
All right, so we start out with, like, wow.
Quite
bang.
An adventure.
Oh, oh yeah.
Least, it felt like a video game. We were in it. There were
real.
Ships happening. There were
well,
speeches
sort of
in
happening.
Another language.
I was sort of jarred by the special effects, right?
Because
this
yeah.
one had a lot of 3D, 2D hybrid
yes.
animation.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were using a lot of computer-generated images, I guess, yeah. for like the ships
yeah.
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it started like right in the middle. Like it almost seemed like it started in the middle of the scene or a movie. And it didn't seem like a beginning scene because a lot is happening. And that makes sense because essentially we're seeing the beginning of Atlantis or what created Atlantis, the underwater empire.
Beginning of the end of Atlantis.
The beginning of the end. Mm. And they're speaking in another language and you don't know what it is. And then you
Atlantean.
Realize why. Yeah, is because it's a created language.
Did Disney like work? Like, you know how Star Trek, there's like...
They have a linguist, right?
Yes.
Like somebody like created a language for this. Yeah.
Yes.
That's the kind of detail... Whoa, nope, that's not what I wanted to say. That's kind of the attention to detail, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that how you say? Yeah, that's the kind of attention to detail that Disney's really well known for. Because that is hard to do.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Do we feel like it was worth it?
I mean,
no.
Well, okay, I thought I had a fact about it, but I believe that they created a language for it, much like they do in a lot of things. Like,
Game Lord of
Thrones,
the Rings.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings. Like
Star
all those,
Trek.
Like, there are people who are experts.
Klingon, that's right.
Avatar.
In fact,
Avatar?
Milo, that's probably how Milo would make his living nowadays as a linguist.
Yeah, that
to
nerd.
Create languages. I don't know. You don't like, what would be the alternative to creating, just like making gibberish noises?
Yeah, I guess so. It just seems like that's like a lot of effort that I don't know that it necessarily like.
Yeah, if this was a good movie, then the effort would have been worth it.
That's true.
Because then a bunch of it could have been like a Beauty and the Beast where we're still talking about it, and there would be nerds who were obsessed with this mm-hmm. movie and they knew the language.
They would cosplay as Iranians.
And if it had become a series, they obviously would have needed to use the language more and more.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I would have liked to see them, this is jumping way ahead, mm-hmm. but seeing that credits song
Yeah.
In Atlantean. Oh. Or like a duet where one sing Atlantean and the other one sing.
So like they were like, okay, ooh. Christina Milian, here's a song in English, and then I want you to sing it in Atlantean. Oh. And she's like, I'll do it.
Because she's a pro.
Yeah.
I can't find the fact now, but apparently the way you read Atlantean is from left to right and then right to left. So it squiggles down the page.
Oh, wow. Like the flow of water.
Wow.
Like or like a snake of water.
The Shape of Water. Not to be confused with The Shape of Water.
Yeah.
The Ride at Sea World or the Bahamian Resort.
oh my God, we've lost everyone who was listening.
Yeah, okay, so the beginning
anyway,
scene, right?
There's
yeah.
sorry, just sorry. Under attack, there's like a light beaming down like an alien, and it takes up Kida's mom.
Yeah.
And like she's abducted, and then her dad's like, no, don't go.
We
and
really
then,
don't understand what yeah. is happening.
Yeah, right. They're and not humans because they've got like stark white hair and glowing eyes.
Yeah. yeah. And then a big dome jewels. Forms over Atlantis and it kind of goes underwater.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then we
sinks.
Cut to Milo talking to himself.
1915?
14. And we're in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And he's practicing a presentation on the city of Atlantis.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's like very.
And how would you describe Milo?
Nerd.
He's in. Wow. He's got huge wow. glasses. Which
nerd?
He's dang, super Rachel. Tall yeah. and like really skinny, and like his face is really small, and he has giant glasses. But then when he takes his shirt off later, he's like Bruce Lee.
Yeah,
it's sort of strange.
He has the hair of Jack Dawson from Titanic. The glasses of
you're right.
A nerd, and
but they're like huge, like bottle-shaped glasses.
Yeah, honestly, he kind of looks like Michael J. Fox if Michael J. Fox was stretched out
exactly,
yeah.
and had Jack Dawson's hair.
Fun fact: Milo Thatch was the first animated Disney male hero to wear glasses.
Oh. Oh.
I wonder why they specify male. Was it female?
I don't think so.
One thing that I did appreciate watching it, I guess with fresh eyes, was how sometimes the animators were able to like really capture Michael J. Fox
yeah.
in his like expressions. Like you could really see it. It made me appreciate it in a way that I guess maybe I don't know what some of the other voice actors look like. I'm sure they do that in the other films, but I've just never really... seen it before.
Yeah.
Who is the voice cast of this movie?
Okay, so we can
Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox.
James Garner.
Jim Varney.
Ernst. Ernest.
Yeah.
Ernest, yeah.
Yeah. Also Slinky Dog from Toy Story.
I guess I should say
who does he do the voice of?
Jebediah.
The cook. Yeah.
So Corey Burton is Mole or Moliere. Claudia Christian is Helga, Katrina Sinclair. We already talked James Garner is Rourke. John
from The Notebook.
Yeah, oh. James Garner from The Notebook.
You know.
His most famous role. John Mahoney, a.k.a. Frasier's dad, was Professor Whitmore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Phil Morris is Dr. Joshua Strong Bear. That's Sweet, right? That's his name? Nickname?
Sweet.
Sweet.
Leonard Nimoy is King.
Is the King.
Oh, cool.
Whoa.
Yeah, Shaquem Nedak.
Speaking of Star Trek.
Yeah.
Don Novello is Vincenzo Vinny Santorini.
Who also was Father something from SNL, right?
Yeah. Jacqueline Obradors is Audrey Rocio Ramirez. Florence Stanley, Wilhelmina Bertha
Picard. That's it.
David Ogden Steers is Fenton Q. Harcourt.
A.K.A. Wow. Cogsworth.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who some of these characters
Cree
are.
Cree Summer yeah. was Kida.
Well, we didn't. I mean,
Jim
their
Cummings,
names weren't really said.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, because they all have
but
nicknames.
But there is Milo a
Kida.
Lot of characters.
That was
in this
my
movie.
Main problem is that
wow.
there was too many characters.
Well, I like that they had. I mean, I know we're jumping around, but I guess it's okay. They have the scene where we kind of meet everybody and figure out what their past is.
Mm-hmm.
So that helped a lot. But it came. Much later than I think
yeah.
it should have.
I would say maybe right smack in the middle of the movie.
yeah.
In the middle of the movie, we figure out who our team is.
Yeah.
So let's back up just a little bit. So we find out that Milo's obsessed with Atlantis and he wants to make this presentation to the board. And the board's like, shut up. We don't care about Atlantis. Leave us alone. And then he gets abducted by a woman named Helga Sinclair.
This yeah. is my favorite part of the movie.
Yeah, same.
I think
five minutes.
I agree. I feel like the opening, like, it's so stylish. It's like raining really hard, yeah. and there's lots of shadows. Like,
it's very noir.
It's very noir. It's very like, you can tell that it feels like this is what they wanted the entire movie to kind of be.
Yeah,
and then it, for whatever reason, for story reasons, they're not able to execute on that. But like yeah. the opening is
well,
just
I
like
think
really
maybe, like the tone, was
atmospheric.
Well, I think it's imbalanced in the pacing totally. Of the movie. So yeah, it could have stretched out that beginning part a lot longer.
But I think, like, I don't know if this is what you're going to say, Oscar, but I do feel like it's tonally, you know, it has those elements like that, like an action adventure, like almost like Indiana Jones type
yes,
movie. And
exactly.
then it has the, for lack of a better example, like the gargoyles from The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where it's like, but then we also need these like big characters
yeah.
that would, there'll be like slapstick that.
Like the mole.
Yeah, exactly. That like a family audience can appreciate. And they're right. never really able to meld the two successfully.
It's still
totally
a Disney movie after all. Yeah. You know yeah. what I mean? And I feel like there were dark themes that was explored. I mean, people died.
This
it was
has
like
the highest body count of any Disney movie.
More
so
than
many
people
not
died.
More than Mulan?
Mulan,
well,
I think, has the highest
I
body count.
I think you gotta, like, there were a lot of deaths that happened in the beginning of the movie.
How
I think
are we
they count
counting
fast.
All of
oh,
these?
Oh, sure.
Who, yeah, what nerd know. Is counting all of
well,
these?
Well, I mean, they straight up tell us that, like, within the first 7 hours of the expedition,
like
200 people
true.
Are dead.
That's right.
That's
right.
Very
that's
true.
Right.
Well, there were like 200 people went on this journey and only a few of them yeah. survived.
But we made it.
Yeah.
In seven yeah. hours.
Yeah. 200 people started. 197 survived.
So we meet Preston Whitmore, who is this eccentric old man doing yoga in
oh,
a
yeah.
big mansion.
Yeah.
And we find out that he was Milo's grandfather's
friend?
Partner, friend.
Yeah.
And he's just essentially has an entire expedition planned where he has a humongous crew and submarine and all this equipment that is ready to go on the journey to Atlantis.
Yeah.
Do we know how this was funded at all, or we're just
he's rich.
He's just
he's
super
rich.
Rich.
Just okay. big ass house. Gave it away.
Yeah. He's an explorer. Who
oh yeah.
Probably got a lot of money from all the stuff that he got.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so he has a journal, which is the key to finding Atlantis.
Yeah, he gives the journal to Milo as a gift.
I want to point out. A little before that, when Milo, because his whole Milo's want, I would say in the movie, is that he wants to prove to the world that Atlantis exists because his grandfather started the expedition mm-hmm. and then died under I forget why.
We don't
why.
Know how the grandpa
we
died.
Don't
I don't
know.
Think okay. there were a lot of things that were brought up that weren't resolved.
I kept expecting the eventual bad guy to be like, oh, by the way, I killed your
yeah,
grandpa.
That's what
yeah.
I, that's
yeah.
what I
yeah.
assume too.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, because apparently they went there already or
right,
something.
Right, or like they worked together. They all
they
worked together.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So as a linguist, Milo as a linguist is like cracking the code or whatever, trying to figure out. But then we find that, oh, he like puts on his grandfather's like explorer hat and let there be a side by side. It looks a lot like Darth Vader's helmet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it slides down on his head
yeah.
on Milo's head, and it looks like Darth Helmet from
yes.
Spaceballs.
How quickly one goes from Star Wars to Spaceballs. You're totally right.
So they have everything they need. They got a crew assembled. This whole trip cost like a bajillion million quadrillion dollars.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money.
At
tons
least.
Of money. Yeah.
Just a rough estimate.
But money's no option to this rich, eccentric old man. What a trope, too. I'm crazy and rich.
Crazy, and
yeah.
I
look
just
at me,
want you to
flash
go.
You.
Sure. Yes.
I only have a bathrobe.
Yeah, he does a headstand, and his bathrobe comes
it's
up.
Very strange part. He didn't flinch. Milo was like,
Yeah.
I don't care. I've seen that.
Yeah, whatever.
All I care about is Atlantis. So how long has this sub been in existence? Because we board the submarine, but it feels like everybody there is just business as usual. No mm-hmm. one is like, oh, this is a crazy new adventure. They're all just like, hey, I'm just doing my job.
Everybody's over it.
yeah.
Except
yeah.
for Milo.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, he thinks this is amazing, which it is.
Yeah.
But everybody else doesn't care.
It's so funny. Like, most of these characters that we meet, and I would say, like, almost all of the female characters are sort of besides Kida, yeah, it are sort of like they're over it. You know what I mean? Like
they're blonde like Mae woman. West.
Yeah, they're just she's like doesn't care.
Yeah.
Then it's the old lady who straight up that's her character game.
Oh, I
don't
her.
Care.
Yeah.
And then there's like the Latina teenager who doesn't care.
Yeah.
It's like, oh man, I just want their variety in female perspectives, please.
I feel like they use it as shorthand for this woman is tough.
Yes,
yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Because
they were all tough.
Yeah.
But all in the exact.
Audrey.
Well, except for the old lady, but very similar
ways.
I
thought she was tough.
She was tough.
She didn't give a shit.
But she didn't like fight or anything.
Is she the waitress from Emperor's New Groove?
I would like to think
Oh, I bet you're
in
right.
my mind, yes.
She's so funny. Yeah, look her up.
I love her. She's one of my favorites.
Yeah, but I mean, do you think were the men characters that way too?
No, they go out of their way to
they had such
like
they were all
bumbling character games.
Yeah.
And like
well, you had the doctor, right, who was like really interesting. And then you had Mole, who was a freaking mess.
The doctor was like a normal person compared to everybody else.
He was normal. Mole was insane.
Yeah.
The Vinny was basically just that actor.
Just a weirdo.
Right.
But like,
all
the jokes.
But a pyromaniac.
But not just the jokes, but they also like gave all of them a strain of sentimentality.
Yeah.
And then didn't. Yeah. I feel like basically what they did was they were like, okay, how do we make these characters interesting? They're like, well, we'll make the women like tough.
Yeah.
And over everything. And then we'll make the men have a strain of, you know, like sadness or like some sort of sentimental feeling in their stories, except for Mole, who we don't find anything about.
Which they
specifically say, don't ask, which is something I thought that
they were going to eventually tell us and they never did.
He's a real creep. I think it's one of those things where they're like, we can't come up with a story that'll be funny enough about this
guy.
Exactly.
Because he truly is a creep.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, he's like the only character that I remember. So he really was just made for children. I think that Mole character.
Yeah,
I do.
And also, he's one of the only characters that they created a costume for the parks.
Oh, really?
Weird.
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
They all do have specific jobs, which is my favorite part of any, like, bringing
Ragtag.
A team together.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Sweet as the
it's
Doctor.
Like an
Mole's
11.
Really into, like, digging.
Ocean's
and, you know,
12,
the other people.
And
I can't
then
remember
everyone
their names.
Else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Latina girl. Fixes things.
Right.
She's a mechanic.
Italian man? What is Vinny?
Vinny?
What country is Vinny from?
He's Italian. His
name
is...
That was not an Italian accent.
Vinny. I think it's like he has like an affectation on top of an accent.
Yeah.
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 I think the direction was like, just talk weird. And he was like, got it, dude.
He was doing his same character, the Father Sarducci.
Oh, so he was like not playing a character.
Yeah, that's just his like his main go-to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no problem.
One thing that was really funny, we were watching with subtitles on, and but all of the characters, like a lot of the characters speak with an accent. Mole has like a French, like a very stereotypical thick French accent.
Yeah.
Vinny's doing whatever he's doing. But for some reason, they call out that the Latina character speaks with a
Spanish
accent.
Yeah.
The only one in the entire movie.
And
well,
it wasn't even that
intense.
No.
Well, I think the thing was, is that we met those characters earlier before I turned on the subtitles, so I think they might have said something like speaking in an Italian accent.
Maybe we know what.
Because they only say it at the when you first meet them.
Mm. Oh, that's
fair.
I mean, it's a real Lady and the Tramp situation where every dog has a different accent representing
and every
diversity, I guess.
Yeah, everyone in that movie is exactly meets a quota. Everyone was a diversity hire. You know?
Okay, so the next big thing that happens is this big sea monster thing attacks them, and we find out it's a big machine.
Oh, yeah, the Leviathan.
Yeah, it's a machine. It was weird. It was sort of cool. It was very Cloverfield.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was going to be the climax of the submarine ride
at Disneyland.
Was it would like attack your sub.
Oh.
Like this definitely could have happened like 2/3 of the way through the movie.
Yeah. But it happened really early.
It happened so early.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's the very next thing that happens is they say, oh, well, we lost most people, but here we are 7 hours later.
They never really explain that it's a machine either. They're just like, it's a machine.
And then never. Especially, spoiler, these giants at the end. No one.
It's like,
oh, cool giants. Anyway, let's get out of here.
And nothing's resolved.
Yeah.
I feel like the problem with that, and this goes to what you were saying about, like, what is Milo's want? And we're like, yeah. I guess it's to find the city of Atlantis. Is this movie is always explaining itself because you are always getting new information. Yeah. And so they have to stop what they're doing to be like, okay, let me explain to you what this means in like with everything else that's going on. Again, skipping ahead, there's the Eye of Atlantis, Heart of Atlantis. Yes. And then and it's what everybody was after, I guess, but we're finding this out in the third act.
Yeah.
And then they have to explain what the Heart of Atlantis is. Doesn't really make a bunch of sense.
I mean, not at all.
Like that should have popped up when he opened the journal in one of the first scenes that there was a Heart of Atlantis.
And
they're saving that the bad guy's the bad guy. I don't know why I'm like saving it, but like they're saving that as like a reveal. And it's like they should have put that way earlier and we like see him take the page out of the journal.
Also, it's just real obvious he was going to be the bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
There was nothing.
We needed one and there was no real bad guy.
He was the most bad guy-y bad guy.
Was this after Tarzan or before Tarzan?
This was after Tarzan.
I feel like he is basically the bad guy in Tarzan as well.
Clayton.
Even like physically almost like the same.
They have the same look.
Yeah.
This is like the start of Disney slowly being like, let's have surprise villains. Because now it's very, they do it all the time. They did it in Wreck-It Ralph. They did it in Frozen.
Zootopia.
Zootopia. Wow. It's their go-to now. Yeah. But this is before they really figured it out.
You can't have a bad guy that you bring on the submarine with you knowing he's a bad guy. So I guess they need to reveal it. But I don't know. Do they think it's a trick?
But doesn't that just create tension?
Yeah, I guess so.
If like Cruella de Vil is on the submarine with you.
Especially for a film that's trying to achieve tone above all else.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels weird. Anyway, we kept saying that there were similarities to Avatar, and that guy reminded me so much of that general.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. In Avatar. I mean, the similarities. I mean, Avatar came much later, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But it is really like a trope of these like adventure stories to have that sort of like character.
Yeah.
And
this movie and Avatar especially are like not above tropes.
Yes.
But you have to do something with them, I feel like.
And I feel like the whole movie was built around giant set pieces, which I feel like they were successful at. They were successful at making big action set pieces, right? Like like just action-packed scenes that we were like, holy crap, that's a lot. And then like mythology sort of attaching those scenes together, but not in a successful way.
I feel like when they reach Atlantis, this movie becomes Snoozeville.
Yes. Mm. Well, the thing was, the thing on all the advertisements is the submarine, and it's destroyed like probably like 20 minutes into the film. So it's like, I was like, oh, they're done. Also, I think the thing that would have made this movie better is if they were finding one thing. They were on a journey to find Atlantis, right? But they find it within like 30 minutes of the film.
Yeah, and they're like, okay, what else?
And then let's get out and then you have to walk around.
You have to introduce this like Heart of Atlantis thing to be like, okay, well, now what do we do?
It was too much. It was like they really should have edited it on their outline, just picked one storyline. Yeah. And then also I think another thing that was a fault was too many characters to introduce. So you had to spend so much time giving each one a background, making you care about each one.
But like not even just a one little detail, right?
Yeah.
The bombs guy likes flowers.
Yeah.
The girl is tough, but she's also a teenager.
Yeah.
The mole is
likes dirt. Yeah.
Is dirty.
Yeah.
The blonde lady, I don't know.
Yeah.
The old
her
lady,
straps are
I
always
don't
down.
Know. The cook guy, her straps are always down.
Her straps are always down.
Wouldn't it suck?
She packed the wrong tank.
No, but she like fits perfectly. Like everywhere else, but the straps are just too long.
Wouldn't it suck to be known as the person whose tank is always down?
And what a nightmare, because she's constantly putting it back up.
Yeah.
So like it has to
she
be bugging
do
her.
Honestly, she should just wear like tube tops because
or shirts.
They fit fine. Oh yeah, that too.
I mean, I guess in 1914.
She likes showing off her shoulders.
Yeah, they didn't have the adjustable straps yet. So yeah, they're like camping. They're like, okay, well, let's just camp here on Atlantis, which is the thing we set out to do and found. And for some reason, we still have an agenda. to keep mm-hmm. looking and exploring. And so then the like glowing Ewoks come in the middle of the night and they wake up Milo. And he's like, ah, Firefly, fire. And then they start a fire. And then everybody like doesn't believe him. And then they're like, oh, wow, you're right.
And there's, yeah.
Before that, there was a really funny part where they talk about their deals. And I'm making an amendment right now. There is one character who we know a fun fact about, which is the old lady. And we mm-hmm. know that she sleeps in the nude.
Oh, that's right.
And that she sleepwalks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like, really? That's what you're telling.
That's our second it's old funny. Person who's trying to be naked in this movie.
Oh, true. Yeah, that's true.
They like old people just don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah, yeah. That's the moral. Old
but
people,
it's,
yeah,
it's true though.
Cookie like doesn't give a shit about food or preparing food well.
Yeah, he just gives them bacon grease, basically.
Yeah.
Yummy. So the Atlanteans have found Milo, and this is where you first. Or well, we I guess we second meet Keith.
Well, they fall down this hole. They're trying to escape the fire. They fall down the hole, and then they realize that it's a volcano that could like erupt if there's an explosion or some kind of fire or something.
Another thing, an underwater dormant volcano.
Yeah.
Which might not be dormant.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so he gets hurt, and she heals him
with her
magical
crystal
power.
And then he follows them, which leads them to Atlantis. And then everyone basically follows along and they're like, there it is.
Okay.
And
Pandora.
I know I just saw the movie with you guys.
Yeah.
But can someone break down the power of these crystals for me, please? Because I don't.
No, I don't think it's possible.
They don't explain it. That's the thing. They keep introducing things and then not explaining it.
Seems like everyone who lives here has their own personal little crystal that they wear on their neck, and it
keeps them alive.
It keeps them alive, and it is energized by the heart of Atlantis,
which is another crystal,
which is a bigger crystal is energized by past kings.
Yes,
but
it's like
and the Lion heart King. Of Atlantis is dormant because it's being protected, and so everybody's dying. Or, well, like, Atlantis is slowly falling into complete decay.
And the way that it gets recharged is if a royal member of Atlantis
gets
sucked
up
in it.
Chosen,
yes. A.k.a. abducted by it.
Right.
Like alien style through a beam that sucks you up.
Yes.
Your eyes turn light, like, turns into light.
Is that like Storm?
Yes.
Looks like Storm.
Yes.
And then, I guess,
You become a crystal.
Part of the crystal part.
Like see through like a crystal glowing.
And then at one point you are spit back out.
But this is unclear because her mom was not spit back out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Why was her dad's eyes already like stormified?
So many
cataracts.
Things.
Cataracts. Oh, okay.
Oh, totally different.
Cataracts.
So
not
in
explained.
Atlantis, you don't know if someone has cataracts
they
or they're
glowing.
The chosen one.
They were like milky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, cool. What's her name? Kira?
Kida? Yeah.
Kida. D or R?
Kida.
D.
Kida. Okay. So she gets sucked, like, they find the heart of Atlantis. She gets, like, sucked up into it by choice. She, like, kind of chooses.
I guess so.
To be.
She, like, sacrifices. But I guess because she knows it's not permanent. Or
but
yeah.
Doesn't she? Her mom never came back.
I don't know.
And her dad, like, at the end, like, his stone visage joins the other gods flying around
her mom
and
there?
Her she gets like the bracelet that her mom left behind when she was a baby, but there's no explanation of
how
like
where
happened to
make
her
this
mom.
Movie like one somebody needed to explain this simply
there's
at some
a
point.
Treatment somewhere that explains it all and
how,
we gotta
and,
find it
and also there's another detail of them forgetting to read their own language because why
she can't read her own language oh,
no
they,
one can
but they can speak an infinite number of languages
right
but they can't read it they yes
they can't
exactly.
speak Atlantean
so
or they can't read Atlantean
Milo
and
can
there's all
Milo
you know
can.
Like if you really want to get into like white savior
you
know this movie definitely suffers from it best of intentions of course but not it's I don't even know if it's like problematic, you're just kind of like, oh, brother.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Like, oh, thank God this guy came after 8,800 years to save our society.
Yeah, and like knows how to, you know, because she's like, yeah, I'm smart. I can put the crystal in the motorcycle and turn it to the left.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
I never figured out to keep my hand
on
it.
Can we talk about Milo's mansplaining?
Oh, it happened for such a
bumbling,
yes.
Yeah, for such a bumbling idiot. He really talked down to Kida a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
Which reminds me of, I hate to generalize, but those kind of men who are a little nerdy and dorky and skinny and a lot of... they love to mansplain because they think they're smarter than everyone.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. It's like the one, again, this is mean, but like the one thing they have going for them,
yes,
kind of.
Yeah.
And this movie in general totally plays into the like stereotypical like Comic-Con nerd, like fanboy dream, where it's like this beautiful, intelligent woman doesn't care, who's like physically fit and awesome.
Perfect.
Doesn't care that I'm a nerd because she's into nerdy guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I can teach her.
Teach her. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And she won't be mad at me.
Yeah.
Because I'm smarter than her.
Oh
yes,
my gosh.
Because she wants to know.
So much like Lilu, the supreme being from Fifth Element.
Yeah.
She realized she's, because she's so, she's, yeah, it's true. She's like perfect in every way, but she still needs this guy to help her deliver her powers.
Like, she's also sort of like Pocahontas.
Yeah.
She's babyish, and it kind of like grosses me
she
out
a
little bit.
She is a little babyish.
When, like, there's the part where, again, they go down to the heart of Atlantis, and mm-hmm. she, or it's like they like infantilize her a little bit.
Yeah.
And some of that is just like the, oh, she's like the native type thing. Like, mm-hmm. there's the part they go down into the heart of Atlantis, and she sees it for the first time, and they are her like ancestors, like her gods. So she like gets down and is praying to them.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody else is like, ugh, gross. And even Milo's like, hey, cut it out.
Yeah, you're like, embarrassing me.
Yeah, like we have to keep going. And it's like, I don't know. The whole
I want to point out one thing that was so irritating to me, where it was like, this is Milo is not a nice person.
Yeah.
And it was when they were climbing up and he's like, what's your name? And she says her full name.
Oh yeah.
Right. And for someone who's a linguist who understands all languages and spoke Atlantean to her, he still fucked up her name, which to me was like, this is a power trip and a microaggression in the worst possible way.
Yes.
Like, you could say her name if you speak the language. He fucked it up, and she was just like, oh, just call me Kida. And he's like,
no,
he
was like, he asked her if she had a nickname, and she said Kida. Yeah.
Don't simplify your culture for a man,
it's
Kida.
Those little things like that that like I would like to think that they wouldn't do any, that they wouldn't have this problem anymore, but... because weren't these same directors the ones who directed Moana, which you know, has its own...
No, they didn't.
Oh, it wasn't.
No, these are Beauty and the Beast directors.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Is Milo someone who I would be attracted to in real life? Yeah, I
You're
think
only
so.
Human.
Yeah, I would. That would be my type. do it like smart guys who like to
Who's
talk down to me.
Who's talking right now?
Maybe. All right.
What's happening?
I hate
turn into a troll. You're like,
yeah, I don't know. Well, I'm trolling myself right now because, I don't like that I like guys like that.
I
do.
No, I was watching it. And I was like, this is every white guy that does improv. Like every straight white guy that does improv.
That like dates like a quirky, like,
yeah, dates the prettiest girls, and it's like, how, why,
but it's that confidence, it's that, like, I have nothing to offer except my intelligence, you know, and then you buy into it, you're like, dumb, I'm totally dumb. You know, I've been there.
we should have solved being more confident, guys.
You know, yeah, exactly.
There's so much more to offer.
Listen. If only we had the confidence of Milo.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes.
We'd win.
A straight white male.
Just a dweeb. A
nerd.
Dweeb.
Well.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Now that we just shit.
I rest my case. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, she becomes the crystal. They take her, and then it's revealed that everyone that we kind of liked on this trip is evil.
Every single person.
They're all holding a gun as soon as Milo comes out of the water. They attack Kida. They pull her out by the hair.
She fights back, which I'm like, yes.
Oh, wait, yeah. this is before she becomes the crystal, because then they go down to the crystal.
Rook punches the king.
Yeah.
That old man.
Oh, yeah, and he has internal bleeding and dies. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, we've definitely figured out he's bad. They're all bad.
That's even worse, too, now that I think about it, right? Like, Kida has the... I was thinking while I was watching that, I was like, Kida would be a perfect, fighting game character in a video game, like on Street Fighter, because there's like levels and she can like level up. She'd be a perfect Dragon Ball Z character. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
She truly has like Super Saiyan. She has power levels and she can go Super Saiyan on everyone's ass. And yet, she's attracted to Milo. She's attracted to that dweeb with no powers.
It's gotta be because he's different and she's so old.
Yeah, because there were some real because they were
800 years old.
There were hunks in Atlantis.
There were hunks in Atlantis.
Oh my god! Honestly, in Atlantis
is a hunk. I prefer Sweet to Milo.
Hell yeah!
Oh my god,
he's
a doctor
and he's hunky.
Oh my god, of course.
And he's sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet also like has the most interesting backstory, and that was very. It sounds like he's told it 100 times because it was so succinct.
Wait a minute. Yeah. There was a moment where she just kept asking him about Sweet. Like, there was like a whole thing where
It was some awful like who's on first.
Yeah,
wordplay.
She was just talking about Sweet.
It's like doctors are sweet, but they're also cranky. And it's cranky is the
killer.
What if
about each other's lives?
What if there's a backstory where she was like, I want to know more about him because he's attractive.
She just settled. I like that.
Yeah. She was. Now you feel bad for Milo?
No, hell no.
No, you feel bad for her.
Yeah, for her.
Okay.
Also, out of all the characters, who would you date?
Sweet.
Is that a unanimous answer?
Yeah, I would date Sweet.
Are you gonna say Mole?
No, I would date Vinny.
Oh.
Just like someone who's like so strange and says the weirdest things, and I'm like, he's with me,
and he owns a flower shop corsage.
I actually thought he was quite attractive.
No, he's not ugly.
Yeah, he's got
and like he speaks weird. I'm on board.
Caesar cut.
I love it. Oh, I love it. Guys with weird haircuts. I'm obsessed.
Honestly,
also Milo. Oh,
I wouldn't pick anyone, but I would find that cat.
To date,
Milo had a cat and it just disappeared until the end of the movie.
I think it stayed with Professor Whitmore.
Okay.
I think that's what happened. Yeah. Rourke somehow figures out where the heart of Atlantis is, which is like bonkers because
we talked about this. They find it.
They find it.
She turns into the crystal. Yeah, they take her away.
So crazy.
And then this is when Milo talks to them and he's like, you guys, I thought you were all good guys. And then they all have a change of heart.
Which is not earned in any way.
No.
Ugh, I hated that part.
Yeah.
No. When they also physically lock her in a box that they've somehow
had with them. That was such a weird cut to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they like cryogenically freeze her.
Yeah. It's like Han Solo type. Yeah. Except for she's not like,
She like willfully goes there too. She's not taken captive. Like she walks to the chamber.
Yeah.
So, like when they were taking inventory for the submarine, they were like, and we need a chamber that we can lock up and cryogenically freeze the lady. And we need a bunch of slop. And we need mini flags to put on piles of dirt and dirt. I don't know. It was just like the craziest supply list.
So weird.
Well, it was originally a huge submarine.
It's true. Then Rourke punches Milo.
Yeah, for no reason at all. Just.
I actually kind of liked that moment.
Me too, actually.
I thought it was a. I don't know. For some reason, I was just like, yeah, that totally follows that this guy would like.
He's just.
Just like beat up on this nerd. Like he's a bully.
Yeah, he's a bully. It's a masculine display of power.
Yeah.
Can I say that Rourke looked exactly like James Garner to me?
Totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, as soon as I knew James Garner was a voice in this movie, and as soon as that character came on screen, I was like, oh, that's this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
No question.
Which is interesting because none of the other characters looked that much like their voice
actors. No, because
they
were all like heightened looking weirdos. Like, what's her name? The teenage...
Oh, yeah.
Spicy she had weird lips.
Lips were... Yeah.
With red lipstick.
Which in this next scene become red all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Even though they were not red the rest of the movie.
Even though, I guess, like, they tell you that she's young, but it's not until a little bit later that you find out that she's 17. Because she's very sexualized.
Yeah, she is very sexualized.
She even was doing, like, a booty tooch thing at one point.
Yeah, oh, yeah. She's just always, like, hips out, hand on her hip.
Yeah, very, big, like, lips, big eyes. Like, she says, like, oh, it's a good thing I had, like, padding to sit under. Some allusion to, like, her big ass butt. You know what I mean?
I thought it was just she, like, said that she fell on something soft.
Yeah, and then she patted her butt.
Yeah, she kind of did insinuate it was her butt.
Oh, I didn't get that. I thought she just landed on something soft and then was, like, touching
and
her
then
butt.
She mouthed her the words, my
butt. Oh, I missed that.
And the caption said, yeah, with mouth, like, whispered with Latina accent, with Spanish accent.
My butt.
That's the butt. That's the butt in this one.
Oh.
I hate when, like, Latino characters, like, say words in Spanish for absolutely no reason.
Oh, yes.
And she did that. She's like, no toques nada, which is like, why? If you speak English, just say it. He's not going to understand
you. Yeah, if you're commanding someone to do something.
Do you know what I mean?
Maybe do it in English.
Just do it in English.
That's what he speaks.
I just don't like the fact that it's like, see, huh? Spanish. Yeah. We're cool, right? Right?
But right. Is it weird that they do that because that's like their way of giving somebody a character is being like they're foreign.
But they were all foreign.
Right.
That's
so if
true.
They're all foreign, you delete
all.
Well,
at one point,
you know
Mole
I mean?
Does speak French.
And he alludes to saying, voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
That's true.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
But that is prompted by her speaking French.
It's kind of like a joke.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. There was no prompt whatsoever
she
for her
also
to speak
yeah.
Spanish.
Yeah, she could have been speaking
or,
Spanish.
Or, in that scene, why Spanish. Couldn't she speak Spanish? Yeah. Nope.
Well,
only Mole.
I don't know, but I have a question at this point in the movie. So we find out that Rourke wants to find the city of Atlantis for that he could make money off of it, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because he's heard of the Heart of Atlantis. He knows it's something. He doesn't know exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. And neither do we, the audience.
Nope.
So he wants to make money, but what? Okay, so who? Whitmore funded this. Because this is my question. It clearly costs so much money to fund this whole thing. And then the point becomes to make more money. Yet,
yes.
I feel like, does that even balance out what they spent on this expedition?
Well, they're not spending the money. It's the old kooky man that's spending
the
money.
So it's just not even relevant.
They
want to
keep the money to themselves.
They're like stealing treasure, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Whitmore is not in on what everybody else was planning.
Right.
No.
He
okay.
has no idea.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like Rourke doesn't even really like turn them. It's seemingly they were in it from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. They all said
they were
in
very
it for
money.
The money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're very open about it. They're like, we're here for the money.
But at the end, we're happy with them living because they like turn and they support my life.
And they'll keep
and
the
they still
secrets.
Got money, right?
They got
they're,
super
yeah.
rich.
A lot of like
gold.
Really
glowing,
nice
glowing crystal earrings.
Yeah.
So basically Rourke leaves with Kida cryogenically frozen, and then all the people stay behind, but then Mila's like, we can go after them because I know how to turn all of these
motorcycles on.
Yeah, they're like fish motorcycles.
And no one read the instructions before.
No one who lives
no
there
one in
knows
Atlantis.
How to do it. But this guy who came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because he knew, because he could read the language, that you have to keep your hand on it when you're turning the crystal a like quarter turn
but even
left
that
or
logic didn't work
but
because Cookie didn't turn the crystal, he just touched the thing and it worked.
Yeah.
Also earlier in the film it was set up that Milo doesn't even know how to drive a car.
Yes.
So the fact that he knew how to drive these things was just like, okay, now he knows something.
Well, and that's kind of like so Milo like has this slow transition into kind of like a little bit of a badass. Like he like gains confidence and you know like
reveals his muscles.
Yeah. But that was never his journey.
Yeah.
No. Or it was never defined as such.
No.
So like when he like does all this stuff, you're not like, wow.
But I'm gonna say this to you, Mark, right? He found his confidence through showing power
over a woman.
Over another culture.
And also, like, adopting that culture as his own. right? Yeah. It's like, take, because at the end, he's like,
I'm one of you guys.
Yeah.
Which is so weird.
I'm marrying your queen, yeah. by the by.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's that for power? And you know what? She's going to die in a couple of days.
Also.
And then I'll be your queen.
I thought he cared so much about his grandpa, but at the end of the movie, he just gives away his only picture.
Oh, yeah. He's like, grandpa. Don't need you anymore because yeah. I have this like hot chick now.
I found
oh,
it.
That feels so gross to me. I never yeah. even thought of that, Rachel.
I Blech. Don't like, he's the gross, he's like that guy that like you thought was so nice in high school.
We all know.
Yeah, that yeah. was like that a guy. Nerd. And then the minute he got power, he turned into such a like asshole.
Yeah, you like, you knew him in high school and then you see him a couple of years later. You're like in your hometown again and yeah. he like hit the gym. So he's yeah. like buff now and he's a jerk.
Yeah.
But he's like lean buff, you know? And he's like absolutely. In a band.
Yeah.
Now.
And uh-huh. he's like a linguist and knows all these languages.
Yeah.
Now.
And it's like deep down, he's still such a loser, but he's yeah. overcompensating with all of this exterior thing.
Yeah. Or like right now, like culture loves guys with huge glasses. Oh. And it's like baggy clothes that were seen as dorky is now like, oh, that's super trendy. That lean, tall, I want to date this man.
Oscar, no, you're better than this.
No. I'm going to date Milo.
So no. Milo like slices into Rourke and he becomes that like ice demon thing.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, something happened.
Too late,
baby. I looked out of my phone for 2 seconds and no clue what had
well,
happened.
Well, it was because part of the crystal had gotten onto the piece of glass. So
the crystal being yes, Kida at this point.
Kida, yes. Part of the Kida, the like little sparks that we had seen before and some things had gotten onto the glass. So when he cut him, it was like putting that crystal with like in him or something like that.
What?
So I will say I loved the visual of like the big like hot air balloon like that like dark red.
Yeah. yeah.
I just thought that was cool. Oh, yeah. I think visually this movie is really cool.
Thank you. Yeah. Thrown Helga off of the side of it.
Yeah, Helga's dead.
Yeah. Well,
no, she's
not.
Didn't
die.
She fell like a million feet and then shot the
right.
thing
oh, the
and
flare.
Then died. Yeah.
She landed on something soft.
Yeah. She landed on
Audrey.
It was, yeah, it was, I don't know, she survived, but she was able to shoot it, but then the fire comes down and that sets off the volcano
she
that we had already set
guy.
Up.
They
she should have been the bad guy.
They should have paired the character, because she's cool.
She was
I
cool.
loved her.
And I felt like the animation on her was really neat. Like, there was
yes.
a part where, just like in the background, there's like a hair that had fallen in front of her eye, and she like put it back, and it wasn't like a big deal, but just like the attention to detail
also,
was yeah. there.
Also, we were introduced to her first.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then
so
this
cool.
guy shows
yes.
up and you're yeah. like, oh, okay,
it would be so interesting. Yeah. If he were like a false bad guy and you're like, oh no, he's just like doing his job. Like
yeah.
he's just an army guy who's like a hard ass, but then she's actually up to no good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
This movie's triggering as hell. Why is it so sexist? Why couldn't she have been the bad guy? It makes more sense. And even in the parts, the very few parts she fought back, I was like, where was this movie?
Yeah.
Where was this scene? A fight scene between her and Rourke? Are you kidding me? I would die.
This movie just really need to pare back the amount of characters. Uh-huh. Like, even in, like, the core group that
yeah.
we like, cut
yeah.
it down to
they
three.
Yeah,
cut it down
could,
to three.
Oh,
we
totally.
Just need, like, two or, you know, we don't need yeah. all of these characters.
You can yeah. make Audrey into sweet, like, they can be one character.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's like one person who builds stuff and blows stuff up. One person who does
yeah.
the cooking and the cleaning or
right.
whatever.
Someone who takes messages and is just dirty.
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Secretary.
Secretary and mole. That's one character right there.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
I think we've learned, like, honestly, I think maybe Disney just didn't have enough confidence in their female
yeah.
characters at this time, which is
yeah.
strange because in the past they had such great like female bad guys like Cruella and even like Madame Medusa, Yzma. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know why, but those were all silly, campy ones. I don't
mm-hmm.
think they fully yet realized that a female bad guy could be bad,
yeah.
just bad.
But to their credit, I will say it's cool that in this group there are several females, whereas
yeah.
I feel like usually it would
Does
be like
pass
all
the Bechdel
males
test?
No.
and then
they never talk together about anything.
And isn't that a dang shame?
Yeah.
Because you had a chance. You had a chance to pass the Bechdel
test. What would
test.
They talk about? What do you think the old lady and Audrey would talk about?
They'd be like, girl, where's your lip color?
Even the lady even the lady talking on the phone, the conversation was about the guy leaving her.
Yeah.
He brought a suitcase. Oh, he's not coming back. Like, oh, yeah. Man, you could have done it.
Well, anyway, at this point, the volcano erupts and they're escaping in their little fish pods, which is...
It's insane that this movie is not over yet. Oh, God.
But this is my Imagineering with Rachel. I think it would
be
really...
Oh, is this a lava scene?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that, I
think
it would
be really fun to have like a ride with everyone sitting in these fish motorcycles and escaping lava.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That sounds really cool.
Yeah. And then you land perfectly in Atlantis.
Could you choose either to ride on the fish?
Yes.
Or the magic carpet and make pretend it's an Aladdin ride?
Yeah.
Have a crossover?
Yeah.
Atlantis and Agrabah?
It's like you choose which movie, and then everyone chooses Aladdin.
Yeah.
And like, it's we got like, so many why did we even fish. Program this Atlantis version? It's like the wait time for the Atlantis ride is 0 minutes, and it's like an hour and a half for Aladdin.
And, you know, some dad is like, come on, let's just go on the Atlantis version. Everybody's like, no.
No.
Kids are
dad,
like
you're
fits.
So lame. You always want to go to Atlantis. It's because it's a shorter
like
line.
All the tunas are like pristine and clean, and the Aladdin.
And there's one like nerd kid who's like, can I write it again? And the cast member's like, yeah, whatever.
No one's in
and he like looks vaguely enough like Milo that you're like, oh. Get
it. Oh, gosh.
I like that, right? Yeah. I think that's my favorite Imagineering.
It was fun. So they, Kida's been released. Everything is glowing. And well, she starts like zinging.
Why didn't she do that in the first place? Zing, why did she not do that in the first place?
She needed to recharge.
Yeah. She needed
to
recharge the crystal.
Oh, she needs to be holed up in a chamber.
Of course.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm the dummy.
Also, does she have ice powers and light powers too? What powers
she has
does she have?
Crystal powers.
Oh, just crystal powers.
Mm-hmm. Crystal powers.
Okay,
guys,
great.
We haven't even gone to the Iron Giants yet.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Coming. No.
Oh, my
this
God.
Is when, she starts zinging. So she's like, zing, zip, zap, and like big beams of crystal light come. And then out of the earth, Iron Giants.
Yeah.
A whole fleet of them.
Which apparently were buried beneath the ground the whole time.
Yeah, they were
just
sleeping.
I will say they look cool as hell.
Oh, yeah. Again, the design in this movie is great.
Then they all link arms
magically. No, they go out to the front. They clap in front of them, and then they put their arms out to the side.
And they create like a giant force field.
Yeah. Hands across Atlantis.
Yeah, Claire, these aren't Care Bears.
No, in my mind, they all held hands and did a jig. They like ring around the Rosie.
They clap in front of them and then put their arms out in a T. If you're a cheerleader, it's a clap T.
Clap T. They're all cheerleaders.
And they form.
I think that's nice.
Yeah. Guardian cheerleaders.
They form a dome, so it looks like a
fishbowl.
Yeah, a fishbowl. I was going to say snow globe.
A snow globe, yeah.
Which then protects them from the lava that then comes and covers them. And then it immediately it dries up.
Huh?
But then
it's a real Passover situation.
But then the light comes through and it looks like little lines on a brain. And then it pops open and they're fine.
And Kida got her bracelet back.
Yeah.
Most important.
From her mom somehow.
Who's within.
It's just MIA.
She's in the crystal.
And we did not get any importance to this bracelet at all.
No.
She just gets it back. She just got it.
Yeah. But Atlantis has been saved, right? It's like life force has been restored.
Yes.
For now.
For now.
Yeah. And then we cut to everyone's packing up to leave.
Milo's staying.
Milo decides to stay because what else has he got going on?
Nothing. Everything.
This
success,
was his whole,
fame, fortune.
But this was his whole deal was he just wanted to find Atlantis.
Yeah.
So he can't
go back and
be obsessed
about it.
He wants to live forever.
Well, so I think the reason why why he doesn't want to go back, I think, is the woman. But I think what they all make a pact to not talk about it because they were expecting Atlantis to be abandoned. They were just going to find ruins. But then when they find that there's a civilization, they decide, oh, we don't want other people trying to like invade this place.
To do what we did.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, they sort of respect it now after the fact, after they started a war in the city.
I mean, if I was an Atlantean with that guy, I'd be like, why are we letting him stay here?
Yeah, what?
Do you guys not remember what happened?
He's next in line.
He's
this guy?
He's this scrawny ass white dude is next in line?
Keita's younger brother's like, fuck this. Yeah. I give up.
Yeah,
I'm going to go.
Younger brother, I'm like 775 years old.
I've been waiting so long for this. Yeah. Well, and then they, her dad has a stone that goes up to the crystals.
Yes.
And it's kind of like Lion King Mufasa, where it's like, he's going up into the sky.
That's
and this
really
takes
nice.
Forever.
Yeah.
It's a very long trip all the way up, very high up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, and then everyone leaves with a bunch of
gold treasure. and stuff.
Oh, yeah, we come back to Whitmore, and I think you guys already covered how we couldn't.
Well,
they were going over their story.
Yeah,
about
they're trying to get
say.
Their story straight because they're trying to be like, oh, we didn't find anything. Everyone died.
Milo
yeah.
went down with the sub.
Yeah.
And Milo sent him a little crystal.
Yeah. And his picture of his grandpa, which means that he gave up his picture of his grandpa.
I feel like Whitmore was such an interesting character, and I wish
we
would have seen more of
him. Well, on the TV show.
Yeah.
Exactly. So many unanswered questions. Maybe that's why there were so many unanswered questions.
Yeah. I think they were banking on like spreading out the mythology.
So many loose ends, so many things being set up and not delivered. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Oh, I never said my tattoo time idea.
Well,
for this one, I don't have one.
No, you got to pick something.
I truly don't. And
not
I was like,
Keita's
looking
Mike
around.
Mike Tyson glowy face tattoo?
No.
You want to get a glow in the dark tattoo?
There, the tribal lines that the dad had on his ear. I was like, that'd be cool. Just like a blue stripe.
On your ear?
I guess. This is a stretch.
Oh, my God.
This is, I don't
You're
have
You're never
going to
get
one.
This one.
Yeah, this, I'm never, ever going to get.
Unprecedented.
You don't want to get Milo's cat?
Nothing. No, because I saw it for 2 seconds.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't very distinct. Although, I mean, it was a distinct looking cat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know what I'll get.
But it was.
Yeah.
I'll get a pile of dirt with a flag on it.
Okay.
So it looks like
next
a
to the
piece
grass.
Of crap.
My God. Wow, the shade. The shade being thrown.
Well, let's cast ourselves in this movie.
Oh, boy.
Oh boy.
There's a lot of characters.
Is this
pick.
Dream casting or is this who I would actually be?
Well, we get to cast each other.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. So okay.
And
yeah.
it
okay.
could be, well, it could either be what you would like to see someone play or who they remind
so
you
of. So it can
most.
Be aspirational.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
great.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Let's
totally.
See here. Let's see here. Claire, you would be that blonde lady.
What?
Yeah.
That's oh, yeah. I could totally see you like kicking butt.
Yeah. Whoa.
I see you as
well. That's very flattering. But
Claire, your straps are coming down.
That's why. That's why. Oh, it's because none of my clothing fits. That makes sense. I get it. Okay, I'll take it. I'll take it.
Rachel, you know what I'm going to cast you as.
No.
The lady that talks on the phone.
Oh, I love her. I want to be.
She's my favorite.
She's great. And she's Rachel Chapman.
So funny.
Mark, you. At first, I thought you were Milo, but no.
But
oh,
not,
thank
not
goodness.
That they
trashed
him to the ground.
Absolutely not.
No.
I'd cast you as Sweet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's I am flattered. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you.
That's good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, what a hunk. What an accomplished butt. I feel like Oscar, you could be Vinny.
I know what I want.
I said you could be Vinny.
Oh.
Yeah. But
no,
you want to be Mole.
I don't want to be Mole. Ew, I hated that character.
No. I feel like you could also be what's her face, that old lady.
The old lady? Rachel?
Yeah.
You could also.
I'm the, clearly I'm Audrey, the Latina.
No.
Oh my God.
Two for flinching. Punch, punch.
Ow,
you could be Keita if she like stuck up for herself and were more of a badass.
You know what I am? I know exactly who I am in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in that scene where Keita shows Milo around and they like toss a weird shrimp sea creature and he's like grabbing onto Milo and then she bites the back of the shrimp's neck to then kill it or paralyze it?
Wait.
That's who I would play.
I think you're Cookie, the cook.
Oh yeah, my I could see that. The cook.
But honestly, I'm the shrimp. Truly and honestly, goodness. I'm that limp ass shrimp that you had to bite the back of an exoskeleton. Oh my gosh. Anyway. Anyway.
Oh my God.
Well, let's rate this. Out of 5 crystals.
how many crystals do you rate Atlantis?
The Lost Empire. Not the ride at SeaWorld and not the Bahamas Resort.
And that's not right. Any of the Mary-Kate and Ashley movies.
That's right.
Holiday in the Sun.
Claire, how many would you
rate it? Oh, boy. Okay, so my rating has gone down since we've been talking about this movie.
Oh, my God. Did you give it a 5 original?
No. I didn't have a 5. The thing is, this is what I say. It's very beautiful. There are a lot of really cool sequences, especially all the glowy stuff is really neat. A lot of it is very extended, maybe too long. And some of it was very scary, too. Like when she was going up into the beam to become, to the gods. You know what I'm talking about. So I was like, oh, wow, this is so neat and so cool. But, like, you're totally right about a lot of the, like, gender politics kind of stuff in the movie. And it was a little complicated. So originally it was higher, but I think now I'm going to give it a 3 because I had never seen it before. I know. And I did enjoy it. I'm totally glad I have seen it. And I don't know. That's all. It was it was an adventure.
That's a surprising rating considering there was a lot of, like, action stuff.
And I know there's a lot of action. Like action. I know, but like, I feel like that's not fair to just say I don't like action, period, because I feel like this movie obviously needed to have a lot of action in it. I wish it were paced differently and I wish it were told a little differently, but I like where it is. It could be improved upon, but.
I give this 1 crystal.
Whoa. That's surprising.
I didn't really like it that much. There was just too much going on, not enough explained. I didn't really care for Milo that much, and he's supposed to be our protagonist. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I really only liked the woman that was talking on the phone. I really wanted to see more of her.
What is her name? Did we ever find out?
I don't even.
It does say in like, yes, but I don't remember what it is.
But it, yeah.
I mean, it just like, honestly, I think they need a second pass at this movie where they pick a simpler story, cut a few characters, and then go for it, and then I'll like it.
Wilhelmina.
Never heard that name in that movie.
Loved her.
I am going. Well, the thing that I'll say about this is, before watching it, I was actually really excited about watching it because, for those people who know me, know that I love countdown shows, especially WatchMojo.com on YouTube. Check it out, WatchMojo.
They just count down. Stop it.
Yeah, they just count down like whatever. And then they had I saw a top 10 underrated Disney movies, and Atlantis was number 2.
Whoa. Okay, wrong.
And I was like, oh, cool, awesome. I'm excited to see Atlantis because, like, I respect this channel and I like take their.
Underrated just means not rated.
And
highly.
I was very shocked that WatchMojo did me wrong.
Yeah.
It was convoluted, the pacing was bad, the storyline was too complex. Very problematic with a capital P, but I did like the way that it was designed, and the animation is pretty cool. Sometimes I felt like they were like there was unevenness there, like with the over exaggeration of someone's movements.
There was one part where like Milo was sitting, it was when they were all like camping, and he was like in a tent and he was explaining something, and it was distractingly like over exaggerated.
Like in another part where he's like arguing or something, he's like, we've done that before, like where it was like, oh, you're
yeah,
being
the
real
key poses
extra
are
right
like
now.
Out of control.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So for that I would give it 1.5 crystals.
Wow.
Okay,
Mark, what about you?
I feel like this movie comes at such like a weird time for Disney animation, where like the formula that we all love, like The Little Mermaids, the Beauty and the Beast, the Aladdin, Lion King, all that kind of stuff. Like, audiences were tired of it, and they were trying to figure out what, and like audiences, like CG animated movies that started coming out, and like audiences were Disney was trying to figure out, like, what does modern Disney animation look like when we're trying to appeal to boys, or when we're trying to, like, make an action adventure movie instead of a princess movie, because people don't want princess movies anymore. And, like, with the art style and everything, I think they really, like, went for it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it failed, but I don't even think it's particularly interesting to watch, but I admire the craft of it more than anything.
I can see that.
All this is to say, I give it 2 crystals.
Wow. Wow. 1, 1.5, 2, 3.
Wow. Cool.
We did it, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, Atlantis. Check it out if you want
to.
It's on Netflix, right?
Empire.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, so give it a watch.
And
tell us what you think.
The sequel's also on Netflix.
There's a sequel?
A Milo something,
Milo and Otis?
Because they had started production of the TV series before the movie was even released, because the lead time on animation is so long. And so they took the episodes that had been completed and then just shoved them together and released it as like a straight-to-video.
Wow.
Jeez, Mark, you are, for someone who didn't like the movie, certainly are an expert of it.
I'm a nerd.
Oh my God,
but
it's
a cool one. But a cool one. I mean, I won't like explain
Milo,
things
no
to you.
No wonder you've been wearing jeans.
Yeah, I don't have confidence. I don't have confidence. I'm not Milo.
Hey, Mark, where can we find you on the internet?
Oh, man. Please check out Nintendo Cartridge Society. It's a podcast. We released episodes every Tuesday and Thursday.
Wow.
Tuesday is a news episode where Patrick and I talk about everything that's happening in the world of Nintendo. And then on Thursday, we do a deep dive into like a specific corner of the company, games, systems. We ranked like all the Kongs from the Donkey Kong franchise recently.
Oh.
What's your favorite?
We settled on Cranky as the best.
Hey.
Yeah, check out the episode if you want to know why. Nintendo Cartridge Society.
Cool. And where can people find you specifically, on like Twitter?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I'm not very good at social media, but I am on it. You can find me on Twitter at MKE Mitchell.
Nice. Mark, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a blast.
This is great. Very insightful, too. You are truly an Atlantis, a Lost Empire
Atlantis
expert.
Put that on your resume.
Seriously.
You should change
your handle to Atlantis, the Lost Empire expert.
Yeah. Not to be confused with Atlantis, the beach resort.
Right.
Or the SeaWorld.
Thanks so much, Mark. But guess what? This vault is overflowing with water.
Water? Get in what's left of the submarine.
Yikes! Guys, thanks for listening to Inside the Disney Vault. I've been Oscar.
I've been Rachel.
I've been Claire.
Thanks for listening. Bye!
Bye! Bye.
This is Patrick.
And this is Mark, co-host of Nintendo Cartridge Society.
Every Tuesday and Thursday, we're your home for all things Nintendo.
On Tuesday, we're talking about the latest Nintendo news.
And on Thursday, we're doing deep dives into specific corners of the Nintendo universe.
Ranking the Koopa Kids.
Determining who the best Smash Fighter is.
That's Nintendo Cartridge Society on Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.